On the show today, we have Filene's very own Taylor Nelms talking about a new report, a three-part report, actually, that Filene's working on called Credit Unions and the Coronavirus, Notes on the Impacts and the Implications of the COVID-19 Crisis. And in this discussion with Taylor, we talk about part one, which deals with the fallout from this pandemic, and then we'll have Taylor come back on for parts two and three as well. But this conversation, oh my gosh, we just go really deep into the fallout and what's happening and what their research is revealing. So this is a fantastic episode, and I can't wait for part two and three. So stay tuned for those. But in the meantime, enjoy this episode with Taylor. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Taylor Nelms from the Filene Research Institute. Taylor, how you guys doing?
We are hanging in there, Mike. Like everyone, I think we are hanging in there. Excited to be here, excited to talk with you and share some of the work that we've been doing.
And it looks like the sun's out today in Madison, so.
It is. That's an improvement. It's a little chilly.
Oh.
It was beautiful over the weekend, but today, for whatever reason, decided to get a little chilly again. But the sun is shining, so that's good. The important thing.
Good, good. Well, I hope you guys get the memo that spring has sprung, and it's time to warm up, even in the Great White North up there.
Absolutely.
All right, Taylor. Hey, you guys obviously have been doing a lot of work the past month and a half, 2 months since all of this started. Just doing study after study and lots of research, and you guys, and we were just talking about George Hoffheimer doing, you know, his in the basement reports and things like that. So you guys are just off the charts with producing content and doing studies and stuff. And what we want to talk about today is, I have it on my other monitor here, Credit Unions and the Coronavirus, Notes on the Impacts and the Implications of the COVID-19 Crisis. And this is a three-part report. Am I correct in that, Taylor?
Yeah, that's the idea. So we've released part one, which is really laying out some of the contours of the fallout from the pandemic and broader economic crisis. And, you know, we hope that it serves as a foundation for a call to action for credit unions.
All right.
Part two, we'll start to dig into some of the strategic implications for credit unions. How is this going to impact your business?
Yeah.
What can you start to do now to both recognize where your organization might see the impacts, is seeing the impacts, and then, you know, what can you do about it?
Right.
Part three will telescope out to kind of look at what are the bigger cultural and social, you know, changes that we might see in a kind of post-pandemic world, and, you know, narrow the focus at the same time to be able to sort of give, we hope, credit unions some tools that they can use in their planning so that they can begin to adapt their organizations to the new reality.
As we all are going to have to, for sure.
Yeah, starting to live in. And I will say, you know, on the pivot really that Filene has made, every organization has had to pivot, you know, whether it's starting to work remotely, you know, serving members in dire financial needs, starting to serve small businesses, maybe when you've never served some small businesses before, not in any volume, right? Dealing with all kinds of new challenges, right? Or accelerated challenges than before. But, you know, Filene, I think, has found a blessing in focus, right? There's a real, early on in March, I think everybody in the world, but especially at Filene, you know, we were reading the writing on the wall and thinking, you know what, you know, all the work that we had been doing is really critical and will remain critical. And we can talk a little bit about that too. But what people need right now is really rapid response information and resources, usable, actionable information. And so we turned the, you know, production model, our output pipeline, inside out, right? And like you said, we've been doing kind of daily releases of new research, repurposing insights from existing research, you know, touching base with experts on topics that we know are relevant for credit unions, and just trying our best to provide information while also not adding to the noise.
Yeah,
because we
know
that many organizations are dealing with this kind of like, well, I mean, actually the WHO, the World Health Organization, has said, right, this is not only a pandemic, it's also an infodemic, right?
It really,
you know, that's the thing, right? Like, we are overwhelmed by information. So how do you cut through the noise? And we hope that Filene provides an expert and kind of careful and calm voice, you know, in that swirling
When you guys,
a lot of information.
When you guys are doing these reports, or this one in particular, before we get into the weeds here, how do you research? Because we're all sort of kind of improvising and doing the best we can hour by hour.
Yep.
Where are you getting your information or your research? I mean, who do you talk to? Or, I mean, is that fair for me to ask that question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we rely on three pillars for research at Filene, three kind of table legs, right? One of them is obviously we bring our own research expertise, which includes, doing market research, surveying consumers, qualitative work, focus groups, interviews with both industry experts, policy experts, and with people, normal people. You and I were, experts in our own domains, but we're also normal people. So being able to sort of do that research ourselves, obviously have our contacts in the credit union system and more broadly in consumer finance. And we regularly, informally, often in this rapid response environment, often it's informal, poll, those stakeholders to understand what are their needs and what are they learning.
Yep.
And then finally, a really critical part of what differentiates Filene is the partnerships that we maintain with academic researchers. We work through our centers of excellence and through our incubators with faculty and researchers on the staff at, some of the top ranked research institutions and universities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have all been pivoting just like us.
I can imagine.
And many are doing their own work on the impacts and implications of the pandemic and of the economic crisis to understand, right? How can organizations respond and meet people's needs at this particular moment. So, those are the three areas, right?
Okay.
Internally, the industry, and then through our academic partnerships.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious because we're all living in the present right now. So much. I mean, obviously we're starting to look to the future now with the recovery process,
right.
I was just kind of curious. I want to get to, let's talk about part one because that's the one you guys have completed so far. Talk about the fallout from this pandemic. I mean, what have you guys seen and maybe even turn it around from a credit union perspective. How can they, I guess, help out or mitigate some of these effects here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that what part one of the special report does is, I hope it echoes what people are learning from other places. I think that it really complements the work that the economists at CUNA, researchers at CUNA are doing. That the really great work that other industry partners are doing, but it really kind of lays out a case that the economic fallout, specifically the economic fallout. I mean, we're not epidemiologists, right? We're researchers, and so our focus is really on some of the economic and financial impacts.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be dramatic. I think that that's pretty clear to everybody. But we wanted to put a little bit of detail around that to try to understand what are the specific contours of that economic impact. And so, some of the things that we looked at, we tried to understand where was the recession and broader kind of unemployment crisis hitting the U.S. economy specifically, in what areas, mm-hmm. and, where, as credit unions look at their own memberships, right, how do they evaluate the potential for those members to be impacted now and in the immediate future? And then we tried to understand, what are some of the impacts on consumer behavior, especially as we look at, disparate populations, different populations of people, mm-hmm. right? Because we know that not everybody is going to be affected in the same way. And so we tried to gather some information around what are the early indicators, right, of the financial toll that the economic crisis is having on households.
Yeah.
Again, with an eye on what can credit unions do to fill the gaps for their members as they face these challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine what those, I mean, right now we're just starting to feel the effects of those economic numbers. And I mean, 6 months from now, oh my gosh, those stats are gonna be just mind-blowing. Like, obviously, nothing like we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that even if you just count really conservatively, we'll have unemployment above 20%, probably above, approaching 25, maybe even more, which is at the levels reached during the Great Depression.
That's what I was going to ask you about that. It's like, I mean, how does this compare to the Great Depression? Because I mean...